TV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTickets. Your story matters. Absolutely.
The headlines. World Bank grants Zambia $33 million for water supply and sanitation services. Luce closes April on a positive note with 1.7% gain. And in global news, South African woman convicted of kidnapping daughter Jocelyn Smith. With the evening main news bulletin on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. Government has announced the approval of a $33 million grant from the World Bank through the International Development Association, IDA, aimed at strengthening water supply and sanitation services across the country. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu says the grant, which comes at a critical time, will support Zambia's ongoing efforts to expand equitable access to safe water and dignified sanitation, particularly in underserved and rapidly growing communities. In a statement, Mr. Nzovu explains that despite notable reforms over the years, Zambia's water and sanitation sector still faces significant challenges, as access has remained stagnant for over a decade, with only 65% of the population having access to basic water supply and 32% to basic sanitation as of 2020. He says service quality remains inconsistent, especially in rural and peri-urban areas, and infrastructure has struggled to keep pace with population growth, contributing to public health risks such as the cholera outbreak. Mr. Nzovu says to address these challenges, the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation, in collaboration with commercial utilities, National Water Supply and Sanitation Council, and other stakeholders, will implement the Water Supply and Sanitation Services in Growth Centers program. The Lusaka Securities Exchange, Luce, has disclosed that it recorded a 1.7% gain in April 2025 after the all-share index closed at 16,649.26 points. Luce Chief Executive Nicolas Cavasso explains that the strongest performer was British American Tobacco Zambia, which jumped 22% to close at 5 kwacha, while Airtel Zambia maintained its upward trend, finishing the month at 89 kwacha 15 gwe with a 19% gain. Mr. Cavasso has said in a statement that on the downside, Zanaco slid 15% to 5 kwacha 54 ngwe and Puma dropped 13% to 5 kwacha. He has, however, disclosed that the April turnover reached 121.8 million kwacha, a 44% increase from March, driven largely by Chilanga at 88.8 million kwacha and Zanaco's 23.4 million kwacha, with trading volume at 8.3 million shares across 3,445 trades. He has also revealed that for the first time, mobile application trading surpassed the 1 million kwacha mark, reaching 1.7 million kwacha, and the secondary government bond market saw record activity with 2.9 billion kwacha in face value traded. Intake of 10 of 2024 of the Special Forces of the Zambia Army have been inducted after completing their 9 months training school in Imbala District of Northern Province. Speaking during the parade of the Special Forces in Imbala District this afternoon, Defence Minister Ambrose Lufuma has expressed confidence that the troops have been equipped to defend and serve the country physically and mentally. Mr. Lufuma says government will continue providing the material and financial support Special Forces need to enable Zambian soldiers serve in United Nations peacekeeping missions abroad and overall protect the country's sovereignty. The minister has since urged the newly inducted Special Forces to serve the nation with professionalism.
Special Forces officers must not only possess well-rounded and balanced knowledge in matters of defense and security, but also other areas. Therefore, we are determined to support the defense force in achieving necessary abilities and skills that will enable them to continue contributing effectively to peace and security and national development beyond the idea.
And Zambia Army. Army Commander Lieutenant General Jeffrey Ziele says special forces are the last guardian of national security in Zambia, who are ready to defend the country anytime.
I have all the trust that you have been well groomed to live up to the army of values, faith, and expectations. Welcome to the Special Forces Family. Big congratulations to all of you excelling through months of pain, sweat, and hard work, fog and friction, care and confusion.
Meanwhile, Special Forces Group Commander Brigadier General Charles Swana assured that the new special forces are law-abiding soldiers who are ready to defend the constitution of Zambia.
To the troops of Zambia, I say congratulations. You are now the commander-in-chief last punch deployed by the army commander. You belong to the special forces group, which is the preserve of a few brave, fearless, selfless combatants whose every second of their lives are ready to defend the Zambian constitution at all costs.
The Zambia Police Service has launched investigations into a serious shooting incident that occurred in Ngwerere area of Lusaka on Wednesday afternoon over a land dispute. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga explains that the incident happened around 16 hours and was reported just 2 minutes later by Mr. Kelvin Chambwa of Ngwerere. Mr. Hamonga says Mr. Chambwa alleged that his neighbor, Alex Yame, aged 59, of Lusaka West, attempted to kill him by firing a pistol at close range during a confrontation. He says Mr. Siame is reported to have fired 3 shots and 1 bullet allegedly grazed Mr. Chambwa on the left side of his forehead, leaving a visible bruise, while another shot reportedly struck Mr. Siame's son Innocent on his left hand. Mr. Hamonga says preliminary investigations suggest that Mr. Chambwa confronted Mr. Siame about the matter, leading to a physical altercation in which Mr. Chambwa was pushed to the ground before shots were fired.
Construction workers who were nearby intervened and helped prevent further harm. Police officers responded swiftly to the scene, where they recovered 3 empty cartridges, casings, and observed blood stains on the ground. The injured parties were issued with medical forms and rushed to Matelo Level 1 Hospital, where they were treated and discharged. A docket of case has been opened and investigations are ongoing. The suspect is currently in police custody and the firearm used in the commission of the offense has been confiscated.
In global news, the mother of a South African girl who disappeared aged 6 more than a year ago has been convicted of kidnapping and trafficking her daughter. Kelly Smith, her boyfriend Jackin Apollis, and their friend Stevino Van Ryn were arrested after Smith's daughter Jocelyn went missing from outside her home in Saldanha Bay near Cape Town in February last year. Apollis and Ryn were also found guilty on Friday of kidnapping and trafficking Jocelyn. The BBC reports on this and other global news stories.
In a case that's gripped South Africa, the mother of a 6-year-old girl who went missing last year has been found guilty of kidnapping and human trafficking. A witness told the court that Kelly Smith had admitted selling her daughter, Jocelyn, to a traditional healer. Pro-Palestinian activists have accused Israel of a drone attack on their boat, which was carrying aid for Gaza in international waters off Malta. There's been no independent confirmation of the allegation. The Maltese authorities say a fire was put out and all 16 people on board are safe. Germany's domestic intelligence agency has designated the far-right AfD party an extremist organisation. The party can now be put under enhanced surveillance. The AfD, which came second in February's election, called the decision a blow to German democracy.
You're listening to the evening news on Phoenix FM. We have business news after the break.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7 and Wanzi. The business news on Phoenix FM.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has expressed concern over the persistently narrow tax base in the country, which remains heavily reliant on the mining sector. Speaking during the 2025 tax sensitization workshop for non-state actors in Lusaka this morning, ZRA Commissioner General Dingani Banda says it is disheartening that only 983 taxpayers, representing a mere 0.2% of the 475,494 active taxpayer population, contribute 80% of the gross revenue. Mr. Banda explains that low compliance has caused the tax to gross domestic product